Wellness Wednesday is a presentation of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. Reproduction, rebroadcast, or any use of Wellness Wednesday without the prior express written consent of Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC is strictly prohibited. Program content, information, and opinions expressed are those of our guests and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of WAVL and Sunrise Broadcasting, LLC. All information presented here is not meant to substitute or replace information from healthcare professionals. Please consult your healthcare provider before using any products or services mentioned on this program. And now, here's the host of WAVE's Wellness Wednesday, Cindy O.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Wednesday. Thanks for joining us on the first Wednesday of September. And for you guys that have been paying attention, we've been theming it up every so often. In September, it's going to be all about babies. And to start us off is our September sponsor, Karin Bartelt, owner of Ace Handyman Services, Greater Wausau Area. Good morning, Karin.
Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for having me again.
You're very welcome. It's been a while since you've been in here.
Yep.
So you were due to come back.
Yes.
And you're graciously sponsoring September, and we're going to talk about babies because we do have a lot of fun stuff coming up with babies this month in our community, and we'll talk about that later on. But for today's purposes, Ace Handyman Services does a lot of really cool stuff. And when we were talking about this theme and this concept, immediately Karin was like, well, hey, guess what? So tell everybody, now we've already gone through all the wellness questions with you, so you are familiar with Wellness Wednesday. So when we're talking to people in here, it's about wellness and how to keep ourselves well and help our community, right? So tell us a little bit about what Ace Handyman does and how they can help with babies.
Sure. Well, in general concept, Ace Handyman is a handyman service that comes to your home, fixes anything, does any finishing carpentry. We've got 1,162 different projects we can do in your home. Specifically for September, baby safety, getting all of the things on your cupboards and your drawers and the toilet and really protecting the babies. And I guess not so much babies, but toddlers. Toddlers' primary goal in life is to explore their world and test their boundaries. So by testing their boundaries, they're getting into everything. And some things you just don't want them to get into. You don't need them to experience the hot stove, the wet toilet, the gross toilet, all of those things. So
the stuff under the kitchen cupboards.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, so there's some things you just don't want them to discover yet. So getting all of that stuff put together is certainly something, a service we can provide, but very important for your toddler's safety.
Do you guys come to a home and, like, maybe somebody is listening right now and says, I don't know if I need these things. Do your guys come over and kind of assess the situation?
Yes and no. Generally, we like to get the work done that day. So we can certainly come, assess the situation, suggest what we need to get, go get what we need, and then provide the service. So, yeah. To answer your question,
okay.
Yes.
Well, because I just think, like, you know, maybe somebody just really doesn't know what they need, and they think, oh my gosh, I do have this new baby, and oh my gosh, my baby's walking around, what do I need? So
right.
You would be able to help that a little bit. You guys know the common things that are necessary.
Absolutely. You know, people have glass coffee tables. If it's got a sharp corner on it, you know, you definitely want to protect those, not only from the baby, but the coffee table itself, but not everybody has those, so not everybody needs that. So absolutely, we can assess what is needed in your specific home.
Sure. And I think, because I know some people out in the community are not necessarily excited to have a stranger come into their house.
Mm-hmm.
So assure everyone about your crew and how you vet them and the people that you have working for you. These are good, high quality people, right?
Absolutely. We are a premium service. We are part of the Ace Hardware family. So we do have to carry that high standard of our employees because they are going into your home. So we do background checks. We do drug tests. You know, we do everything we can to ensure that these are safe, respectable people coming into your home, along with their skill level, too. We try to make sure that they know what they're doing and that they're experts or near experts on what they're coming into your home to do. Being that we have such a vast variety of things that we do, there's a lot to know. So we may have to figure out which craftsman is best for your situation, but absolutely, if I don't want them in my home, I don't want them in your home. So definitely something that we pride ourselves in.
Sure. And I think the people that would need your service are maybe you don't have the skills yourself, right? I mean, that's kind of the way this works. If you need a shelf put up and you just don't do that, you're just not comfortable with that, same kind of concept. These are important things that we want somebody who is a skilled I don't want to say contractor because it's not always like contracting, right? But handyman that understands how to put things in a wall and anchor them properly and things like that.
Correct. Yep. You know, they know how to find the stud in the wall. They've got stud finders, you know, the whole ball of wax. And a lot of the older homes in this area don't have, the studs are harder to find. So, you know, we've definitely got techniques for learning that. My crew has been in the construction business one way or another. I think collectively we've got like 60 or 70 years of experience. So my field manager has over 30 himself and is amazing. So, yeah, and it's not just people who don't have the skill set. A lot of times you just don't have the time.
Sure.
You know, absolutely I can do this. For example, last night I had to change the faucet on my tub. I kind of have the skill set, but my brother happened to be there, so he did it for me. So, you know, it's not so always that I can't do it. I don't have the time. So we're making it easier for you to enjoy your home instead of always having to fix it. We'll come in and fix it so you can enjoy your home and relax and be part of relaxing.
Yeah. And this is a great place. We're going to stop real quick and hear from Ace Handyman Services. We're going to hear from our sponsor. And then we're going to come back and talk with Karen a little bit more about some of the other things that Ace Handyman Services of Greater Wausau can do for us in our homes, and especially with our babies and our toddlers. We'll be right back. All right, thanks for hanging out and staying with us. We are talking with Karen Bartelt, owner of Ace Handyman Services, Greater Wausau area. And all September, we're going to be talking about babies. Babies, toddlers, and children in general, I guess, but we're going to kind of focus on the younger ones. And Karen was just telling us Ace Handyman Services has 1,000 and then some jobs that you guys do.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say what you don't do. Even if you don't do them, you have guys, right? So you're the skilled things like plumbing, electrical.
Right. Yeah. We are not licensed plumbers or electricians. We do not do anything on the roof as far as like shingling or anything like that. What we do have is referral partners, people that we know do a good job that we can refer you to get those projects done. Masons, sometimes it's just outside of not so much our skill set, but it may be less expensive for you to go to a professional in that field. So even if you think we can't do it, we may not be able to do it, but we know somebody who can, and we feel very confident in the people we refer you to.
Sure.
So
I think
absolutely
you guys are
a
like
place
the,
to go.
The detail department, right?
Right.
Like the big guys are doing the big stuff, but you gotta come in and clean it up and make it pretty.
Absolutely. Right? We're the finishing carpentry, trim. We do, you know, we'll replace windows and doors too. That's something that we do quite a bit of. But yeah, you know, sometimes the contractors come in and they get it all done and then they have to leave to go do another job. And we can finish that trim work that needs to be done, or just those little things that they just don't want to come back. It's going to, you know, be too much for them to come back. So we're able to kind of take care of what they don't want to take care of.
Sure. Mm-hmm. And since we are doing a theme here with babies and children, another one that I was thinking of while we were talking is like gates for stairways, for doorways, cordoning off rooms. If that's done improperly, that can harm babies.
Absolutely. You know, and a lot of them you can set up temporary, a lot of them you can set up permanently. It's really up to your decision of what you want. Either way is good. We can take care of either one. And baby gates aren't only just for babies either. A lot of people who have pets,
yes,
who don't want their pets to go into a basement or another room or to go outside or whatever. So baby gates are used for a number of things. Elderly too, people with dementia and things along that lines. You want to keep them away from certain areas of your home. So there's always that option of putting that up. So permanent options are not always a bad thing, but people don't want to put those holes in their walls either. So temporary situations are always something that we can help with.
Yeah. And I know from personal experience with those type of gates, if you do those wrong and you try to do your own way to go around them or over them, you fall down, bad things happen. So having them installed properly for adults as well as children, those are, you know, lifesavers, right? In certain
Absolutely.
Situations, especially if we're talking stairs.
Absolutely. For example, my parents have one on the top of their stairs because I have a great nephew who's toddling around. And you bet he goes over there and he shakes it to make sure, you know, he's not even 2 years old. And he goes over there, shakes it to make sure it's stable. But yeah, if it wasn't installed properly, not only that, when we go to leave or go to open it and it could trip and you're falling down 15 stairs. So absolutely, you know, it's not just for keeping them out of spaces, but keeping them safe. So absolutely you need that installed properly.
And I just think it's cool because you guys have such a neat service that you do so many little things that you can really capitalize on one of your workmen, right? Like they show up to do, they don't just have to do this baby gate today. Mm-hmm. They could do 3, 4, 5 things while they're there, right? Like it's a day project. It's
absolutely
not one and done and come back.
Yeah, we are a time-based service. So my craftsman comes to your home for 2 hours. Fill his time. If he does the primary project, gets done, fill it. Find out there's a light bulb in the basement that you keep forgetting to change. There's a filter that needs to be changed. The smoke detector needs a new battery. Anything like that, you know, they're there. Take advantage of them. I had a friend many years ago that said she needed a rent-a-husband. And that's kind of what we do is we just come in and kind of do the little things that just need to be done that, you know, a shorter person can't reach or just doesn't want to do.
And maybe you're alone and don't want to be climbing and falling and do all those things. So many reasons to get a hold of Ace Handyman.
Absolutely.
So, and of course, we're out of time again because these go so fast. But we're going to talk a little bit on the podcast. So make sure you guys tune back in for that. And I just want to thank again. And I'm going to have Karen tell us all of her information to get us out of here. But Karen Bartelt, owner of Ace Handyman Services, Greater Wausau Area, is our September sponsor. And again, we're talking all about babies. So thank you so much, Karen, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and tell everybody again how to get a hold of you and the best way to schedule some time with you guys.
Sure. The easiest and most convenient way for customers to get a hold of us is just to call. Our phone number is 715-841-9988. Or you can email. If you've got pictures, that is so great because then we can get you on our books and we can get your project done. So you can email us at greaterwausau@acehandymanservices.com.
All right. And no job too big or too small, right?
Give Absolutely.
Ace Handyman Services a call.
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit more on the podcast and we will see you guys next week. Thank you so much to Ace Handyman Services. All right, welcome back, and thanks for coming back into the podcast section of our talk with Karen Bartelt, owner of Ace Handyman Services. It is September, and we were talking all about babies. And in our interview portion here, we talked about a little bit more about babies specifically, but we also kind of want to join another age group because we got the littles that sometimes get in trouble. But we also have elderly that sometimes get in trouble, right?
Absolutely.
And you guys do a ton of really cool services for elderly, or in not even so much elderly, but maybe somebody with a handicap of some sorts.
Mm-hmm. It could be for any age group, realistically. I had a knee replacement a couple years ago, and I needed grab bars in my bathtub. So it's not always for elderly or children, but absolutely, aging in place has become very, very hot right now. So putting those grab bars in the bathrooms, reinforcing stair railings and handles and things like that. So definitely we're seeing an increase in the Alzheimer's and dementia diagnoses. So more people want to stay at home with that and it's difficult. So you want to make sure that you've got the proper safety measures made in your home for both them and children. There's a generation of us out there right now who are taking care of our parents and our grandchildren. And our children for that matter too. So there's a group of us that just really need to concentrate on making the home safe so that they can maintain life at home.
Yeah, and the thing I think is neat about your business is I can go to any retail establishment right now and buy a grab bar. Mm-hmm. And I can take it home and I can drill holes in my shower and install it. Is it going to be right? Absolutely not. And the next time I go to grab it, I'm going to be on my floor in the shower. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't seem like a huge project, but it's a very important project.
Absolutely. The shower is the last place you want to slip and fall.
For real.
There's so many dangers in there. You can hit your head. Yeah, you just definitely want to be safe in the bathroom. And for the elderly that have a hard time standing up, putting something near the toilet too is always imperative. And there's a number of different things that can be put up, even in small spaces.
Mm-hmm. I think there's just so many things, that we take for granted all the time. And I don't know if you caught the interview, I think you did, with the fire chief, mm-hmm. Jeremy Kopp. And one of the things is trip and fall.
Absolutely.
That is mm-hmm. like the number one call that the fire department gets is trips and falls. Mm-hmm. And you guys can help with that?
Absolutely. There's always the transition strips that need to be replaced. They're meant to take damage and be replaced. But if you don't replace them, there's definitely a safety hazard there. So a lot of times people want to remove carpeting. We don't install carpeting, but we install all other kinds of flooring. So if you want to remove your carpeting because you can't get a walker on there, or child walker, adult walker, all the same, we can definitely rip that carpet up and put in, you know, Armstrong, Shaw flooring, any of that flooring to make that safe as well.
Sure. I'm going to put you on the spot. What is your favorite service that you guys provide that kind of encompasses everybody, but something that is so common and so necessary? Is there a thing?
Oh,
put you right on the spot.
Yeah. You know, the flooring actually tends to be one of our favorites just because it's such an easy thing to upgrade the look of your home. And I've done it in my home in a couple rooms, and I just feel so much happier. So, you know, to increase your mental health even.
Sure.
So I would have to say flooring is one of my favorites. My staff will probably tell you something different, each of them something different. But window replacement is another really big thing that we really enjoy doing, because that not only helps with the energy of your home, but safety of your home too. If you've got a broken window, broken piece of glass, or the window just doesn't open, talking about fire safety there too. You know, if you've got an egress window that is broken, it's no longer egress.
Yeah.
So yeah, as far as safety is concerned too, windows and doors are some of our bigger ticket items that we do take care of that we really enjoy doing.
And even just thinking about carpet as far as children, toddlers, I mean, ew. They're crawling around on the floor. So maybe if you have an old place that you've moved into and are always thinking about upgrading stuff, now's the time to get rid of that carpet.
Absolutely.
I don't want to tell you guys what to do, but I mean, if that's a consideration and you have a child or a new child in a new house, I feel like that would be a very good thing to focus on, is new flooring, and then
absolutely
put up your little baby gates and good to go.
Yeah, COVID really put a real stick on the germ warfare, or not warfare, but germ issues. And yeah, if you have an older home, yeah, my home is extremely old. I know that carpeting, the pad underneath, has probably got a bunch of germs in there that I just can't get to. So you can shampoo and that'll help as well. But you know, if you're worried about germs, carpeting really holds on to that.
And kids stick everything in their mouth. That's what they do.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually got to stop a little guy from eating rocks a couple weeks ago, and it was kind of adorable. He didn't actually eat them, but his mom was like mortified. It was very funny, but they just do that. I mean, he was tasting them. He was thinking as he was doing it. He wasn't just trying to have a snack. He was investigating his surroundings, which is what you said, to kind of bring us back full circle. Children, toddlers, even adults, we get into stuff that we probably should not and is not good for us.
I have a 17-year-old that does stuff like that.
Right?
So no, it never stops.
He's still eating rocks.
He's not eating rocks, but.
Okay, well, that's good. At least we got that going on.
Yeah, it's human nature to test your boundaries, see what the world is around you. And babies tend to learn most by their mouth. So definitely, you know, trying to keep that stuff away from them too.
Yeah, so if anybody out here is listening and is thinking about this, go through your house. Make yourself a list. Send pictures if you have pictures. Email
absolutely
them. And the more details, the better. Your guys can come and kind of do a little assessment, but you'd rather have the knowledge, get in, get the job done, and get out, right? That's
absolutely
kind of the way it works.
Yep.
And you have over 1,000, how many again?
1,162.
Just dedicated jobs that you guys can do.
And there's a list that was put together that, you know, but it goes beyond that too. I mean, really, again, just call us. If we can do it, we can do it. If we can't, we know somebody who can.
Right. They got people to refer you to. Otherwise, there's a lot that you guys can take care of.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to have you, I think this is a good place to stop us for today. So I'm going to have you tell everybody again how to get a hold of you and where you're located. If you prefer walk-ins or phone calls or emails, however that you want them to get a hold of you. And let's see if we can get some people safe.
Absolutely. We love all three. So phone calls are great. 715-841-9988. Emails are great because we can get pictures. GreaterWassa@acehandymanservices.com. And walk-ins, absolutely. We are right on Grand Avenue across from Menke dealership. There's a New Mexican restaurant across the street from us. So yeah, right on Grand Avenue. Come on in. We love talking to people. So you can meet our staff and everything there too.
Very good. And like, I think it's somewhere in your advertising too. If you know, you guys already love Ace Hardware, you go there for stuff. Now you get the service in your home. So
absolutely.
Make sure you get a hold of Ace Handyman Services. No job too big or too small. Give Ace Handyman Services a call. I just like saying it, so I had to do it one more time.
I love it. I love it.
All right. Thank you so much, Karin, for joining us again today. And September's all about babies. Thanks, guys. And we will talk to you next week.